right. Thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program? Yes, my voice is still a bit of a mess, but I feel great. It's not, it just is what it is. It is the pollen insanity that has been the worst it's ever been this year. Change medicines today. Got the local honey that Linda swears is going to cure me. But hopefully throughout the program, the voice will hold up. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. If it's irritating, I apologize. It sounds irritating to me. You know, I like to still read hard newspapers. Every day I get the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, New York Daily News, and USA Today. Because the way I grew up, I delivered newspapers in the morning. So anyway, I get, and it's right at the top fold, USA Today, U.S. to target root causes of migration. We're not going to spend a lot of time now on this. The root causes. Well, let's just go back to the campaign, shall we? And let's play Joe saying, I want you to come here to seek a sanctuary or not an amnesty. You know, this is a place that will accept you, something to that effect. And then Kamala Harris then take it a step further, telling illegal immigrants to come that they will get free health care.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
So Kamala Harris now saying, don't come, we're enforcing the laws. It's a lie. They're not enforcing the laws. We now have three consecutive months where we have the highest number of illegal immigrants getting into the country. Nobody's being turned away. They got rid of the stay in Mexico policy. They stopped building the border wall, and catch and release is not only back, it's just release barely and register, and you don't even get a court date. And then in the dark of night, Joe is sending illegal immigrants to, you know, 48 states. So then the states bear the burden of taking care of food and shelter and housing and health care and education that they can no longer afford to do. Lester Holt called Kamala Harris out. Well, why haven't you visited the border? Well, I didn't visit Europe either. What a dumb answer. Listen.
Americans don't see a lot of that on a daily basis. What they do see at their own border, children being lowered over fences, children coming in with, you know, phone numbers stenciled on their hand.
Yeah.
And so the question has come up, and you heard it here, and you'll hear it again, I'm sure. It's why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border and ask what is that reason and then identify the problem so we can fix it.
Just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border. Well,
why is she laughing at that? And then Kamala telling multinational corporations, invest in Guatemala. How stupid is that? I mean, how about we invest in American manufacturing centers? Probably most people don't want to because of the high taxes that they know are coming down the road. And then she got ripped by the Guatemalan president, who blamed her and Joe for what's happening because Joe basically said, come to the border if I'm elected president. You know, but it's still not enough for AOC, who's calling Harris's immigration comments disappointing, warning migrants not to come. We will enforce the law. If you don't like the law, you got to change the law. Harris telling the Guatemalan president migration is a top priority because he ripped her and Joe for what's happening at the border and people leaving his country and telling, you know, potential migrants, you'll be turned back. Don't come. They're not being turned back. And they know they're not being turned back. Just because she said it doesn't mean it's true. And I'm going to tell you what it's going to end up doing. Already they're committing over $4 billion. They're going to commit billions of dollars to all of these countries. And I can promise you right now, the money's not going to make it to the people to prevent them from wanting to enter this country illegally. That you can pretty much depend on. And you got Joe Biden out there telling graduates, systemic racism and climate change are the greatest crises of our time. Harris on message saying climate economy among the main drivers of migration after the Guatemalan president lectured her, blaming the U.S. for what's happening at our border and people leaving his country. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. Climate change, it's not terrorism. It's not Russia and, let's see, attacking cyber attacks against our meat industry, against our pipeline, our energy industry. What's Joe's answer to Vladimir? To give him a waiver to build his pipeline while he's denying American energy workers their jobs with the stroke of a pen and stopping our pipeline building? But you'll reward Russia? What's he going to do? Maybe radical Islamic terrorists, they're a bigger threat than, quote, this climate change that Joe is telling us? Yeah, racism is a problem. But it's not, you know, but so is terrorism. And so is the fact that you have the Iranians getting arms from Russia and China that they're delivering to fight a proxy war in the Middle East. That would be a big problem, too, Joe. Unbelievable. And, you know, now, by the way, apparently the Justice Department has been able to recover a majority of the ransom money that Colonial Pipeline paid to get their computers back online. Websites globally are being hit by a major internet outage. You've got literally the entire internet going down after some kind of cloud outage. I don't know a darn thing about any of this stuff because I'm not technically, that's not what I want to ever do in life. New York City Law Department is hit by another cyber attack. I mean, this is getting really bad out here. And Joe Biden, climate change, the greatest crisis of our time. No, it's not, Joe. No, I would say the attacks on our country, on our infrastructure, on our energy, at our energy sector, at our food supply sector. That's a far bigger problem, Joe. Oh, and the White House saying, well, Biden keeps D-Day memories close to his heart. You know, well, then why did he snub the anniversary? Then you got circle back Psaki spinning away. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we have to say on it. Oh, okay. After they got caught, we'll just make it up that we care more than anybody else. There is a huge amount of anxiety for Democrats because pretty much the entire radical Biden agenda has now stalled. And there are major, major questions being asked if Joe is up to the job of being president by the Democratic Party. And there's fierce anger at Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema of Arizona because Manchin, you know, is standing against this insanity of SR1, which is the most oppressive, voting. It will single-handedly remove all integrity and competence in future elections. And that's what they want. They don't want any voter ID. They don't want any signature verification. They want instant automatic registration of everybody. No cleaning of the voter rolls, no chain of custody control issues. No, you know, they don't want anything. And you need a picture ID for everything else in life. The next Democratic National Convention, are they going to get rid of the picture ID requirement to get in the building? Are you going to get rid of the requirement for photo ID to get into the White House, to get into the Capitol? Are they going to eliminate the requirement for photo ID to buy a six-pack of beer or a bottle of Tito's? Are they going to get rid of it to buy a Juul pod at your local 7-Eleven? It's insane. And then, of course, you know, he's against eliminating the filibuster And so everybody's apoplectic. So, you know, Democrats do what they always do. And now they're accusing Joe Manchin of preserving Jim Crow. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is out there suggesting Manchin is participating in an effort to dismantle democracy. None of this is true. Social justice warrior Jamil Hill calling Manchin a power-hungry white dude who's upholding white supremacy. You know, maybe this explains the utter terror. If you dare go against the squad, you know, that's why Joe won't stand up against the squad. Nancy won't stand up against the squad. Chucky won't stand up against the squad. You know, and now these attacks are getting fierce because their agenda is being left behind because it is radical. You know, Manchin apparently is unmoved. He said on Tuesday that he had a constructive meeting with a group of civil rights leaders, but he was not changing his opposition to SR1. He met with Al Sharpton. He met with the NAACP president, Derek Johnson. He met with the National Urban League president as well and the National Council of African-American Women and some other groups. And there's nothing basically for or against. Everyone's position was discussed. Asked if the meeting changed his position, he added, no, I don't think anybody changed positions on that. New York Times editorial board is now, for some reason my earphones just went through the roof. Anyway, New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay finds dozens of American flags in Long Island, apparently disturbing because apparently they're mixed with Trump flags and a few anti-Biden signs.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, yep. Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this. And so until we're ready to have that conversation, this is going to continue.
All right. So the bottom line is, it reminds me a lot of Joe Lieberman, who I was friends with for a long time. Clyburn now attacking Manchin, saying this democracy is on fire. Joyless Behar saying Manchin is blocking Democrats from saving the country. House Democrats want the Senate again to vote on the January 6th commission. Well, will they also vote to investigate the 275 riots where thousands of cops were, you know, injured, getting hit with bottles and bricks and Molotov cocktails? We got to look into that. Because both are wrong and shouldn't happen and shouldn't ever happen again. And they just had a bipartisan group of senators that examined what happened on January 6th. Nobody's ever examined the rioting that went on all last summer. All right, a lot of ground to get to today. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll take a quick break. Also, we'll have the latest on the border. We'll have the latest on whether or not Fauci is in fact liable for lying to Congress, and did he break the law? We have new evidence that suggests he didn't tell the truth. But first, I want to remind you, whether you're refinancing a home or buying your first home or buying a new home, mortgage rates are at an all-time low. Even options you can get in the twos, that's like free money. You're never going to see interest rates this low ever again, in my view, which is why you need to look at your loan if you have one. Look at the current rate that you have. If you're paying more than, say, around 2% plus 3%, you can lower your monthly payments, spend less over the life of your loan by calling our friends at American Financing. Unlike going to your local bank or credit union, they give you every option that's out there. They'll shop for the best deal, and you'll get a free no-obligation mortgage review. Let the mortgage consultant experts at American Financing, they'll look at all the options available for you. No pressure, no upfront fees. Their rates are now at all-time lows. You can likely benefit and save a lot of money. Call now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing, one word, .net.